Dr. Pinsky dictating a state disability exam on a male named Keith, K-E-I-T-H, Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. The only medical record provided was that of a progress note from Dr. Hozak, H-O-Z-A-C-K, dated 9/15/22. Appeared at that time, Mr. Campbell presented with right hip pain that had been going on for between 4 to 6 months. Period limited his activities of daily living and walking tolerance. Period. Oral, topical, or injectable medications have been minimally effective. Period. He was examined and found to be morbidly obese with a BMI of 45.91. Period. He was already taking several medications. Period. Upon exam, hip motion was reduced and causes pain. Period. Gait evaluation revealed a limp. Period. Both hips are stable and muscle strength is normal. Period. Right hip x-rays were reviewed, showing severe degenerative joint disease of the hip with joint space narrowing, common osteophyte formation, common subchondral sclerosis. Period. Dr. Hozak explained the patient has a high BMI. Period. He was given a weight goal of 275 pounds with nutritional and weight reduction support. Period. He would be reevaluated after he reaches his weight goal limit. Period. He did wish to pursue surgery. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He reports he has had neck surgery. After surgery was done for carpal tunnel syndrome. Extremities. Upper manumessal testing was 5/5 for left hand grasp, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that section is normal. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed he wore compression stockings. Period. They were healed open longitudinal scars to the knees consistent with his knee arthroplasties. Period. He had equivocal swelling about the right knee and lower leg, but no atrophy or effusions. Period. Hip motion bilaterally was to 100 degrees, comma, internal rotation 35 degrees and left 40 degrees, comma, external rotation right 35 degrees and left at 40 degrees, comma, bilateral abduction to 30 degrees and bilateral adduction to 20 degrees. Period. Extension could not be accomplished. Period. Motion of the right knee was from 0 to 115 degrees of flexion, and on the left was 0 to 120 degrees of flexion. Period. Motion of the ankles was full. Period. Deep tendon reflexes are 1 plus at the patella bilaterally. Liver 2 plus at the Achilles. He had mild tenderness palpation in the right prepatella area on the left, but there was none on the right. Spine cervical inspection revealed a longitudinal anterior scar consists with surgery. Period. He actively flexed at 40 degrees, comma, extended 45 degrees, comma, rotated 70 degrees bilaterally, comma, side bending right was 35 degrees and left to 20 degrees. Thoracic, normal, lumbosacral. He changed position slowly and was able to squat to 45 degrees and rise. He had a midline longitudinal scar consistent with surgery but preserved left outer curve. Period. He was able to actively flex to 60 degrees and extend to 15 degrees. Period. Bilateral rotation of the side band were accomplished fully. Period. He was tender at the lumbosacral junction and the right greater trochanter, but not the left. The rest of that is normal. New paragraph. We were able to obtain the report of a right hip MRI done on 3/15/22. Period. It showed moderate right hip osteoarthrosis with mild to moderate right joint effusion. Period. He had labral degeneration and tear. Period. There was no fracture. Period. X-rays of Both hips were done on 4/7/22, also at the referral of Dr. LaRocca, L-A-R-O-C-C-A. Period showed right greater than left hip osteoarthrosis, comma, suspected right hip femoral acetabular impingement syndrome. Period findings and conclusions. Diagnoses, status post cervical spine surgery. Number 2, status post low back surgery. Number 3, status post bilateral knee surgeries. Number 4, advanced osteoarthritis of the hip, for which he is anticipating undergoing replacement. Period. Next number is morbid obesity. Period. Next section, pertinent findings. He does not use a handheld assisted device for ambulation. Period. He had decreased range of motion about the cervical lumbar spine and could squat to 45 degrees. Period. He did not have a limp or a foot drop. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative in both areas. Period. He did have decreased range of motion about both hips and knees, and a hint of swelling about the right knee. Period. He also utilized compression stockings. Period. He is able to do cooking, comma, shopping, comma, and paying bills. Period. He can also dress and shower himself and drive. Period. Next section, prognosis and activity level. Mr. Campbell at this juncture is limited from activities requiring agility, period. Walking on uneven terrain or up and down stairs would also be limited, period. Overhead activities and those requiring frequent bending and of the lumbar spine and lifting would also be reduced. Period. He is not a young man and is morbidly obese. Period. Accordingly, his prognosis is quite guarded. Period. And that is the end.